Josh, thanks for joining us. And I guess firstly, the opening word clearly must be congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, mate. It's been a good journey, but all journeys come to an end, mate. And, you know, I've had a great one. So really looking forward to the next chapter of life.
A few days on from the announcement, firstly, how long had you already come to that decision in your own mind? And now with reflecting on it, you're comfortable and at peace?
Before the start of the year, I knew this would be my last. I knew this would be my last year, mate. So, you know, I've always been at peace with the decision. It was more as everyone was making, you know, coming out and doing press conferences about retiring. I thought, oh, I better do one too. So, I just joined the group, mate. But no, the last couple of weeks have been relaxing. Just been at the club, still doing a bit of training, but just train then go home. No weights, so it's been ideal.
You're definitely part of Hawks history and folklore, as we said, best and fairest in premiership years. But we talk a lot about young players making the move from clubs all the way back when you're at the Kangaroos. How difficult was the decision to make the move, and what made you make the move to Hawthorn?
Yeah, first I'll talk about making the move. It was in the last year, Laidley got sacked, and after that, I was playing in the midfield as a tagger, and, you know, I thought that my best footy was down back, and I think they were sort of looking at the Scotty Thompson, Nathan Grimer, Lockie Hansen as their keys. And my management ended up, Hawthorn ended up contacting my management, and I had a meeting with him, and Clark, I really spoke about how he saw me playing down back, the injury to Crotty in 08 Granny, and he obviously struggled through 09 to get up. So I walked out of that thinking, yeah, I reckon that's where I can play my best footy. And, you know, I look back now, you know, put the premierships and those things aside, I think that the way I've grown as a player in making that move, you know, was definitely the best thing for my career.
Little bit of news around tonight. The Brisbane have just announced they've signed Eric Hipwood up to a new deal. And who was the big forward that caused you the most trouble? And are you glad you don't have to play on a bike?
I remember I was out here for my first game for Hawthorn in the NAB Cup or whatever it was called back then, and Barry Hall kicked 5 on me in a quarter, and I thought, oh God, I don't know if Hawthorn will be happy with this trade. So look, he was one of the tough ones, but you think back to, you know, I played on this guy, all jokes aside, he was pretty handy, wasn't he? Both of Bradshaw and Jonathan Brown, They were pretty tough, mate. I think a few years there at North, I was winning the reverse Coleman, so I reckon I gave them all a good look at some stage during my career.
Hey, Gibbo, congratulations. Just want to ask you, though, obviously, you know, vision of Hodge in the rooms, and you can see vision of Bob Murphy, and all the players are hugging them, you know, wishing them well for their last game. How do you feel turning up here tonight, you know, the last time you're in a stadium as a Hawthorn player?
Yeah, look, it is a bit weird. Last time you pull on the tracksuit, just been down there in the team meeting, you know, it's those little things you don't, you know, you really have to sit back and think, oh, that's the last time that's going to happen. So, yeah, look, it's a bittersweet moment. I'm excited to hear, you know, just be a part of Hodgie's last night. But, you know, I think when you've played this game, it's the camaraderie and the teammates and the competitive juices and those type of things you're going to miss. So I'm sure next year when the boys start pre-season, that's when it'll really start kicking in.
What do you want to do next? Have you firmed anything up in your mind as to what the next chapter holds?
Well, I was thinking about doing some media and coaching, but when you look at the class of 2017, I'll probably be coaching at East Burwood in the under-12s or something if you want to get a gig, because there's been a fair star-studded lineup. But, mate, I've got a couple of my own businesses which I look forward to working in, getting back, riding my horses, getting away for a bit, doing some camp drafting. Just told Jimmy I wouldn't mind getting over to Europe next year, something you've never been able to do playing footy. So just a couple of things like that before I fully knuckle down.
What have you made of the James Sicily debate?
What are we debating? The aggro versus...
what's he like?
No, he's a fantastic kid. He's I guess you tell people you got to be different when you cross the white line, and he's definitely fits that mould. But mate, he trains really hard. He's eager to learn. He really listens, and you know, yeah. I watched it really closely last week, and he was targeted pretty severely. And you know, I watched him just getting smack, and let it go, and then he bit back once or twice and got caught. So look, he was in a tough position. I've had this guy here tag me once when I was playing half back. Jimmy was sort of running to me, and it's an awkward position to be, because you when they've got the ball, you've got to man them up. And then when we've got the ball, there's not that many places to run. So it'll be a great learning experience for him. But no, I definitely back Sis in.
You've played under one of the greatest coaches of all time, Alistair Clarkson. What is it about him? Is it his tactics or his getting the players up? What's the one thing about Clarko?
He's just so eager to make you a better player. He just backs you in all the time that you really feel you've got that confidence to play how you want to play, and you want to repay the faith in him that he has in you. So that's what I really got out of playing under him, and I just wanted to win for him and do my best every time.
Josh, appreciate you joining us in the box tonight, and we appreciate the career. Sorry, Jimmy, a real quick one.
Yeah, and you're doing a lap at halftime.
I am, mate. I think I'm going to be walking around by myself, just waving to the fans. So
you got the Queen Wave.
Yeah, got the Queen Wave. Wave. Got it down pat. Yeah, yeah. So I tried to get a car, mate, but they said you're not that good, so start walking. So.
And the odd kick next year for the Rams as well.
I've had Trinity, my old school, are trying to knock down the door to get me to play back there, but we'll wait and see, mate. At this stage, I won't be kicking anywhere because my body's a bit buggered.
East Berwick could certainly do with you. Congratulations on your career. Thanks for joining us, and good luck for the next chapter.
Thanks very much. Thank you, mate. Good luck with the call, guys.